Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines. Today's episode is going to be The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air dates March 5th, 1952, and the title is Phantom of the Gold Circle. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals, presents
Wild Bill Hickok!
Hi, you folks, hold on to your hats and pass those Kellogg sugar corn pops. Because here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from that great new cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's
Sugar Corn Pops!
Today, Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, The Phantom of the Gold Circle. Right here, boys and girls, we want to thank you for all the nice letters you've sent in saying how much you like Kellogg's new sugar corn pops. We're happy to hear you tell in your own words how much you enjoy Kellogg's sugar corn pops out of the bowl for breakfast and out of the box for snacks. We're also happy you're telling your friends all about them. Thank you again. Now, let's listen. Bandits and highwaymen of the Old West who were brought to justice by United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his deputy Jingles were of many kinds. Some were hard cases who specialized in robbing trains and stagecoaches. Some were slick gamblers in frock coats and expensive brocade vests. But there was one who gave Wild Bill and Jingles a wild, hair-raising time of it with death, a constant threat from the Phantom of the Gold Circle.
Prod up these ponies a little, huh?
What's your hurry, Jingles?
Well, the sun's already down, and I can't wait to get to the Gold Circle Barbershop. Gonna take about 3 hot baths to get this Arizona desert off of me.
Well, we'll be able to see the lights of the town when we top this next rise. Come on, Buckshot, pick it up to a high lope.
Go on, stay with him, Joker. You reckon Tim Frawley will be glad to see us, Bill?
Sure he will, partner.
Now, if he's still working that rich vein at his Gold Circle mine, he ought to be a millionaire by now.
There's the mill whistle, Jingles. Guess he's still working the mine, all right.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Well, here's the rise.
Bill, that's funny. There ain't a light showing in the whole town of Gold Circle.
You're right, partner. From here, I can't see a single wagon or a horse.
And there ain't no smoke rising from even one chimney. Bill, the whole place looks downright dead.
Let's stop here and look around, partner. Whoa, Buckshot. Whoa, boy.
Whoa, Joker. Come on. Now, Bill, what are you looking for, ghost? Come on, it's getting dark, and this is no place to be when you can't see nothing.
Here's the hotel where we stayed. Come on.
Yeah, but it's all falling apart. Go on, Bill, don't go in there.
Now, get hold of yourself, Jingles. You're not afraid of a little dark, are you?
No, I'm not. Just what's apt to be hiding in the dark, what raises my goose pimples.
Wonder what's upstairs.
Who cares what's upstairs? I want to go, Bill. No, don't leave me.
Then come on. Don't lean on that banister too hard. It looks kind of rotten.
Yeah. Bill, there ain't nothing up there that we want to... Oh. Bill, a ghost.
Jingle, watch that railing. Oh. Hey, partner. Partner, you hurt?
Oh, Bill, I'm done for. Tell Joker goodbye, and you can have my silver stick pin.
Jingles, get up. You're not hurt.
I'm not? But, Bill, that big white ghost, I thought he'd come from the shore.
It was nothing but a white screech owl that was nesting upstairs. Now, come on. You weren't scared, were you?
Who, me? Scared? Of a little old screech owl? No, of course not. Foot slipped.
Then let's look around the ballroom. Used to be just back at this big fireplace.
Yeah, the ballroom. You know, I remember when we was here last. I danced a round dance with Maybelle Chili right about here. Oh, we sure were a couple of high steppers. I was just... Bill, there they are! I got them.
Well, partner, that was a mighty nice big mirror once.
But I saw him. I saw him, Bill, I tell you.
You saw us in the mirror. You just plastered the pieces.
Oh, Bill, listen.
Yeah, partner, somebody's ringing the church bell. Let's go see who it is.
Well, I'll sure be glad to find somebody human around here.
Maybe they can tell us what happened to Gold Circle. Yeah, here we are.
Hey! Hey in there! Come out here! Bill, there ain't no answer.
There's a note on the door here, Jingles, but there isn't enough light to read it by.
Oh, yeah, I got a match, Bill. What's it say?
It says, if you hear this bell at night and stay, you will never see the light of day.
Now, what does it mean? Hey, wait a minute.
Now, don't go getting excited, partner. Let's go in and talk to the Jasper who's ringing that bell.
Bill, look up through that belfry. That bell's ringing. But there ain't nobody down here pulling the bell rope. I'm getting out of here.
Howdy, cowpokes. Your old pal Panhandle Jim talking. You know, sometimes I find it hard to put into words just how downright delicious these here Kellogg sugar corn pops are. Because the best way to really know about this wonderful new two-way cereal is by chomping a few mouthfuls yourself. By digging into sugar corn pops right out of the big yellow box, just like candy. Like I'm eating them now. Yes, sir, they're a real tasty snack with a sweetening already on them. Or by enjoying Kellogg's sugar corn pops in the bowl with milk for breakfast. Yes, sirree, by Jingo, either way, both ways, these sweeter new Kellogg's sugar corn pops just can't be beat for flavor. So if you aren't already settled back enjoying Kellogg's sugar corn pops right now, better hit for the store tomorrow and get a load of them. Now, just listen to this sweet music about them.
Yippee! Sugar pops.
They're sugar-coated, taste the sweet. Just pour on some milk.
Oh, boy, they're neat.
Kellogg's sugar corn pops. Sugar pops are tops. Now sugar pops, you know, are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out. Pop them into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's sugar corn pops. Sugar pops are tops.
When Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles heard the church bell ringing and deserted Gold City, they rushed to the church, expecting to find someone to clear up the mystery. But when they opened the door, Jingles made an awesome discovery.
Bill, look up through that belfry. That bell's ringing, but there ain't nobody down here pulling the bell rope. I'm getting out of here.
Hold it, partner. This mystery's getting too deep. I'm going up in that belfry.
Up there, Bill? Oh, you gone local? I wouldn't go up there for a 4-pound T-bone steak and a bushel of fried potatoes.
Now, there's nothing to be afraid of, Jingles.
Bill, it stopped. Them ghosts heard you say you were coming up there. Come on, Bill. Let's leave Gold Circle to the haunts.
Yeah, here's a ladder. Help me put it up there.
Oh, I'll be doggone if I ever saw anybody as stubborn as you are, Bill Hickok.
Now, hold the ladder while I climb up.
Bill... It's not right leaving me all alone down here. Now go away, ghosties. Shh, shoo. No, you wouldn't want me anyway. No, I'm no good. Now stay away from me now. Bill, they're after me. Help! A million of Bill!
Jingles. Now, Jingles, settle down. It's only bats. They're not going to hurt you.
Oh, the bats, huh? I guess it was. I never thought of you having bats up there in the belfry. You coming down now, aren't you, Bill, huh?
In a minute, partner.
A minute nothing. If you ain't coming down, I'm coming up.
No, partner, I'm about ready to come down.
You find anything up there, Bill?
Yeah, partner. I reckon there's more to this mystery than we figured on.
Oh, there is?
Yep. Now, come on. I want to ride into Great Forks and see the sheriff. I'd like to ask him a few questions.
Well, that's the first time a 20-mile ride without any supper ever sounded good to me. Let's go.
Well, Mr. Hickok, let's see now. You say you was here 4 years ago?
That's right. In January, Sheriff.
And Gold Circle was a boom town. The mine was going full blast and the town was wide open. Huh? People had more money than they had sense.
I know how it was, Jingles. Now, you just let me recollect my thoughts here a minute. January, you say?
Yes, January. Now, what happened?
Give him time, Jingles.
Yes, give me time. Let's see. It was February the 13th, it was, that the big catastrophe took place. But before that, there'd been mysterious accidents at the Gold Circle.
Accidents?
Yep. Like a man falling off a ladder, or a cave-in that had catched somebody down in the drift. Miners took to thinking the Gold Circle was jinxed.
Well, I sure got jinxed out there this evening.
Will you hush your chatter, Jingles? It rattles me something awful.
Oh, well, go on, you old featherhead.
Then on February the 13th, the big cave-in happened. 10 men got caught and buried alive in it. And before anybody could even start digging, the shaft house in the mill caught fire. It was like the end of the world had come. And then, right in the middle of the fire, all the machinery started running, and the whistle started blowing all by itself.
By itself? Feel like the church bell, didn't it?
Go on, Jeff.
It was enough to drive you crazy. Fact is, it did drive the mine superintendent loco. Old Ben Tremler went as loony as a jaybird in a tailspin. You've seen jays do that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the way old Ben was. He's the only one that'll get near the Gold Circle now. He stayed around. You didn't see him, did you?
Well, he didn't see nobody.
What about Tim Frawley?
Tim? He was the owner of the Gold Circle, you know.
Yes, he was a friend of mine.
Broke him up something terrible. When the whole town cleared out, he couldn't get nobody to work his mine. So he left it, moved here.
He lives here in town now, huh?
Yep. Yeah, come here. Now, look out that window. See that gray house with a juniper tree in front?
Yeah, I see it.
That's Tim Frawley a-sitting on the porch. Reckon he'd be glad to see you.
Mm-hmm. Say, you wouldn't like to go back out to the Gold Circle with us, would you, Sheriff?
Me? What for?
Thought I'd go back out and look around some more in the daylight.
Go ahead. But for me, no. Far as I know, there ain't nothing going on out there that's against the law. And the law's my business. Fact is, Mr. Hickok, I can face owl hoots and rustlers with their fists filled with 45s. But them things in Gold Circle just ain't natural.
Oh, there's nothing to be afraid of out there, Sheriff. It's nothing but an old ghost town. Now, you ought to have seen me. Why, I just stuck out my chest and I waited right through the...
Yep, you just stuck your chest out and stepped on my cat's tail.
Oh.
It's lucky you didn't hit it with them shots. You sure are brave, Jingles. I'll give you credit.
Yep, Sheriff, he's just as cool as a cucumber.
Yeah, just as cool. I'm sorry, Sheriff. Come here, kitty. I didn't mean to do it. Now, come on, kitty, kitty, kitty. Poor little...
Ow! You better let well enough alone, Jingles.
Yes, sir.
Now, come on, let's go see Tim Frawley.
Well, so long, Mr. Hickok. If you and Jingles find anything interesting out there, write me a letter. But don't go sending for me.
Oh, fine, Sheriff, you are, you old scaredy cat.
Mighty glad you decided to come back to Gold Circle with us, Tim.
Yeah, Mr. Frawley. Nice to have company, especially in a place like Gold Circle.
Well, Hinch, I don't mind saying I don't like to come out here. Brings back all the memories of the day everybody ran away.
Was the mine worked out, Tim?
Worked out? Not by a long shot. We were cutting through a vein of $1,000 ore when the cave-in happened.
Bill, there goes that whistle again.
Can you explain that, Tim? We heard it twice last night while we were out here.
No, Bill. First time I've heard it. But some folks still believe the place is populated by devils.
Well, where are we going first, Bill?
Just a minute, Jingles. Whoa, Buckshot.
Whoa, whoa, Joker, whoa.
Tim, if you were hitting a rich vein like you say, did it ever strike you that somebody might be high-grading the place now?
No, Bill. They couldn't be. Gold Circle's been deserted for 4 years.
Not quite.
No, it's full of ghosts. That's what it is.
Now, wait a minute, Jingles.
What are you getting at, Bill?
Something I found in that church belfry makes me think.
Bill!
Yeah, Jingles. Your ghosts are using mighty heavy artillery, aren't they? Sounds just like a real rifle.
Oh, now stop hoorahing me, Bill. They're shooting at us.
Where are those shots coming from?
I can't tell. Come on, let's get on over to the mine. Hi, Buckshot. Hi!
Head jump, Joker, before we get ventilated. Ha ha ha!
Oh, Buckshot.
Oh, Joker. Woo-wee. This mine is sure a burned-out mess, Mr. Frowley.
Yeah, Jingles. This is just like we left it.
Well, come on. Let's have a look down inside the mine.
Now, Bill, you ain't planning on going down in those dark tunnels, are you?
I sure am, partner. Oh. You got those miner's lamps you brought, Tim?
Yeah, Bill. Here, you... Bill.
What is it? I said, what is it?
What do you see, Tim?
That ladder, Bill.
Oh.
Leading down into the shaft. That ladder's been repaired.
So it has.
Then somebody's been here.
Well, that's what I started to tell you. I found a powerful telescope in the belfry of the church. Somebody's been keeping a close watch on people who get too close to Gold Circle.
And you figure there's a reason for it.
I figure your gold is a reason for it, Tim.
Well, then come on. Let's get down that ladder.
Bill, if it's all the same to you, I'll stay up here and keep watch.
All right, partner. If you want to stay up there alone, go ahead.
Sure. We'll be back soon, Jingles.
Alone? Oh, I never thought of that. I reckon I'll just come along with you, Bill. Wouldn't want you to get hurt down there.
just a little below you now, Bill. There's the floor.
Take it easy now, Jingles. That last step's a long one.
Yeah, don't catch me, Bill! Oh, my bruised and beaten body. Bill, can't you never tell me things like that a little faster?
So you dare defy the spirits of dead miners of the Gold Circle?
Bill, listen.
Quiet, Jingles.
You should have heeded the warning of the whistle.
Bill, the ladder. It's being pulled up. Grab it.
Doggone it. Too late. Out of reach. We're trapped down here like gophers in a well.
Now for you, like it did for all the others. The bell will toll again tonight.
I'll be a twisted hunk of sagebrush if we don't have more fun than a barrel of monkeys. Just sitting here chomping on these luscious new Kellogg sugar corn pops and listening to the show. Don't we, though? Yes, sirree, by jingo. Because right out of the big yellow box, just like candy, Kellogg sugar corn pops are crispy and crunchy and tastier than ever. And say, Wranglers, let's not leave out how mighty good sugar corn pops are out of the bowl for breakfast with some milk. And no sugar needed, because they're already sweetened for you. Yep, to perfection. Now, tomorrow, sure, you'll want to ride out to the store and get a load of these big yellow boxes with the swell pictures of Guy Madison and Andy Devine on the front, and Wild Bill Hickok's famous gun cutouts on the back, because they're just loaded with delicious Kellogg's sugar corn pops.
Yippee! Sugar pops.
They're sugar-coated, taste the sweet. Just pour on some milk.
Boy, they're neat.
Kellogg's sugar corn pops. Sugar pops are tops. Now sugar pops, you know, are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out. Pop them into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's sugar corn pops. Sugar pops are tops.
Just as Wild Bill Hickok, Jingles, and Tim Frawley reached the bottom of the shaft, they heard an insane laugh, and Tim saw the ladder being pulled up behind them.
Bill, what are we going to do?
As long as we're down here, we might as well look around. Light a match, Jingles.
But if we don't get out, what we learn won't do us any good.
That's it. Now, light these lamps. You take one, Jingles. Tim and I'll take the other one and... Well, there you are, Tim.
What?
Right over there. What do those sacks look like to you?
High-grade ore as sure as you're a marshal.
What does that mean, Bill?
That and the telescope and the ladder and that crazy laugh means there aren't any ghosts around the Gold Circle, partner.
Somebody's high-grade in my mind, all right. But who could it be?
I reckon we'll find out before long. Come on.
Bill, what's that noise?
Those are Tommy knockers, Jingles.
What?
Tommy knockers. Oh. Little men with green noses and red beards that live in the mine. When there's about to be a cave-in, they start knocking to warn the miners.
A cave-in? Bill, there was 10 men lost that last day the mine worked. We'd better get out of here.
Now, take it easy, Jingles.
Bill, he's right. When you hear the Tommy knockers that strong, it's time to start looking for high ground.
I think it's a trick from our friend.
But, Bill, if it isn't a trick, if it's a real cave-in...
The timbers are giving away.
Quick, get back in the pit.
The bell will toll again tonight.
Trying to interfere with old Ben Pemler's plans, will they? Old crazy Ben. Yeah, crazy like a fox. Yeah, get this lamp going, see if there's anything left of him. There.
Bill, that's Ben Tremor, my old mine superintendent.
Yeah, Bill. Remember the sheriff told us about him going crazy. He thinks we were in that cave.
Shh. Looks like he wasn't as crazy as people thought. Come on, we'll follow his light.
Quiet.
Let's see what he does.
There he is, looking at the cave in.
Well, well, well. What a fine permanent grave for him. It's pretty good getting rid of Tim Crawley, Wild Bill Hickok, and his deputy all at once.
You're not quite rid of us yet, Ben.
Who's that? Oh. Well, howdy, Mr. Frawley. You come back to see old crazy Ben, eh? Now that's right nice.
Oh, hold it, Ben. That crazy act's no good anymore. We saw the high grade you dug out of this mine.
Well, you ain't touching me.
Bill! His lamp, Doug!
No, you don't, Ben. I got you. Now, settle down.
Let me go. I'll kill you, Hickok.
Your killing days are over, Tremler.
You mean Ben's been responsible for all the trouble in the Gold Circle, Bill?
That's right, Tim. Jingles, pick up those strings over there.
You mean these, Bill?
Yeah. Now, pull them.
Bill, there goes a tommyknocker again. Another cave-in.
No. You're causing it, Jingles.
Huh? Well, I'll be doggone. Ben caused that, too?
Yep. And pulled that brace loose with this cable to cause a cave-in.
Oh, what about the church bell?
He tied something to the bell that caught the wind. When the wind blew, the bell rang.
Yeah, Hickok. And if you hadn't come along, I'd have been the richest man in Arizona.
Well, Tim, that clears up the ghost around the Gold Circle. If you can get your miners back, start working.
Well, I've just about given it up for good, Bill. I can't thank you enough.
Hey, Bill, come on, hurry. I got something to do.
What's that, Jingles?
I'm going to go ring that church bell loud enough for people to hear it for miles around. And then when they come a-running and gather around the church, I'm going to jump out and yell, boo! I figure I've been scared too much lately for one man, and I'm going to spread it around a little.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
We'll be back again on Friday, folks, with another Wild Bill Hickok adventure for you. So be with us then, will you?
And if you like real action, you'll get it in our story called Thunder on the Plains. It's Wild Bill and Jingles tangling with a bunch of horse thieves.
Meanwhile, Andy and I also hope you'll remember to get Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops.
Right. It's the great new cereal with the sweetening already on it.
You bet it is. Andy and I think Sugar Corn Pops are great. So long.
See you Friday.
Yes, sir. Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Fred Howard, Jess Kirkpatrick, Forrest Lewis, and Jack Moyles. Our director is Paul Pierce, music by Dick Orant, story by Larry Hayes. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Don't forget to listen Friday, same time, same station, when Wild Bill Hickok faces Thunder on the Plains. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops, the cereal with a sweetening already on it. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal. And Kellogg's Corn Flakes, America's favorite ready-to-eat cereal.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Check us out on Twitter, at OTRWesterns, and don't forget to rate us on iTunes, otrwesterns.com/iTunes. This podcast is a proud member of the OT Netcast Network. For more information and a list of all of our shows, go to otnetcast.com. Again, it's otnetcast.com. This episode is copyright 2011 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Thanks for listening and have a great day.